97.5, The Fanatic.
There's no way to say it. This sucks. This is not a fun show to do. When I saw the news, I wasn't really looking forward to coming in. It's in memoriam shows are no way to sugarcoat it. They're the worst. Especially when it's a guy who you grew up watching and one of the best players to ever play the game. And to a lot of people out there, was an idol and an icon. This wasn't an ideal circumstance, but here we are, and we're all day we're breaking down the Kobe Bryant news. If you are unaware, Kobe Bryant tragically died today in a helicopter accident along with 9 other people, including his 13-year-old daughter. My heart breaks for the daughter. It really does. It's a situation where if you're a parent, and you just heard Rob Motti, and he was getting choked up talking about it because he has daughters. But if you're a parent, you think about your own kids, and this is a 13-year-old girl who loved playing basketball, had her whole life in front of her, and you know, it's tragic when anyone dies, but especially if it's a situation of a 13-year-old girl, in this case, Kobe's daughter, it's awful. And the fact is that a woman just lost her husband and her daughter, and a couple of kids just lost their dad and their sister, and it's horrible. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I was never a Kobe fan. I couldn't stand Kobe, to be honest with you. I respected the hell out of the guy. Respected everything he did in the game of basketball as a competitor. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend for you guys, because he passed away, that I was a Kobe fan. I'm not. But as a human, I mean, you never want to see this happen. It's Pat Egan, Tyler Zulieve till midnight here. I don't know how you found out, because I know you were driving back from Boston, Tyler. I found out I was in this morning from 6 a.m. to noon, so I went home to sleep, and I woke up to the news, and I think Joe Torti said it, and he perfectly wrote it out on Twitter, that we kind of throw out it's shocking a lot of times in sports of, oh, this is shocking and shocking. It's rarely the case. You know, it's kind of like when people throw out the word offended nowadays, you're rarely actually offended.
Right.
The news that Kobe Bryant passed away was truly shocking.
You know, it's amazing that you said that, because I was thinking the exact same thing. Because to me, I liken this, the shocking, the speechless, all that kind of stuff. When you send a text to someone and you're having a conversation and you throw in ha-ha or LOL, you're not ha-ha-ing and LOL-ing. You're sitting there. So when we say I'm shocked, most of the time we are not shocked, or at least we're not truly blown away to the proportions that we make it sound out to be on Twitter. Because Twitter, much like a lot of things in our lives, Twitter is a social media is a personification of ourselves. It is a more interesting version of us. So when we say these things, a lot of times we don't mean them. Today we mean them. There's no two ways about it. A 41-year-old man, a daughter, have lost their lives. A wife has lost her husband. A mother has lost her daughter. There aren't words of consolation for things like this. Not at 41 and 13.
No, it's horrible. How did you find out?
So much like yourself, I got home from my road trip, and I took a nap as well. So when I woke up to 175 notifications, you know, something in your head goes, "Oh man, what happened? What's going on?" And then you see your friends talking about it. You see Twitter talking about it. The loss for words is real. You know, we have to try to do something here. You said it at the top of the broadcast. We have to try to do something here to discuss for 4 hours when most people don't have the words to say.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we do, quite honestly.
No,
I mean, we can try.
I'm 30, so I grew up in that era of 2000s basketball where Kobe was Kobe. I mean, he was
sure.
on the dominant force for the Lakers, and growing up, I couldn't stand him. I really couldn't. You get older and you respect everything he does for the game, but that 2001 finals just it killed any hope of me ever liking Kobe Bryant.
Well, I think
the player.
But I think you can as a human being separate
the emotional
side of sport versus the emotional side of person.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just telling my side of things here.
And I totally get it. Nobody is going to fault you for saying the guy on the court, the guy that wore number 8 and the guy that wore number 24 for purple and gold for 20 years, couldn't stand the guy. And at the same token, you can go, it is totally gut-wrenching to watch a 41-year-old man and his daughter lose their lives.
That's the thing. I mean, when you wake up, you're not expecting to get the news that Kobe, who ironically was just passed for number 3 all time last night by LeBron in Philly, in his hometown, you're not expecting him to suddenly die. And we texted back and forth about topics for today, and this was never one of them. But as soon as you hear the news, it's like, okay,
that's the thing. We had
basketball doesn't matter at this point.
We had some fun planned.
We did.
And maybe we can get to it if we can get lighthearted at the end of the show. But, you know, when you want to talk about, you know, oh, let's put together an all-star team versus the life of a person, it's inconsequential. And we look at our families a little. We keep our families a little bit closer. We keep our friends a little bit closer. You put into perspective the people that you grew up watching, whether you liked them or hated them on the court, you put that into perspective that they are people's heroes.
Yeah, and they're also, they're human.
And they're people.
You know, they're people. That's the thing. It's, you put them on a pedestal, and it's understandable why, but at the end of the day, these are people that have families and kids and stuff. So while I sit here as a person who watched him play and didn't really like him as a player, respected him, but just, you know, I mean, it's a situation where if he was on my team, I would have absolutely loved Kobe, but he wasn't. And he did as he said. He ripped my heart out in 2001. With that said, though, I mean, you never want to see this go down. You never want to see somebody lose their life at the age of 41 who had half their life in front of them, more than half their life. And in his daughter's case, her whole life in front
right.
of her. I mean, you hear the news initially about Kobe and it's terrible, but then when you hear the news about his daughter, it breaks you up. It breaks you up inside. So, look, I mean, as I said at the beginning of the show, there's no way to sugarcoat this. This sucks.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant unfortunately lost his life today at the age of 41. He was a special player, a special talent. If you're unaware, he grew up in Philly and went to Lower Merion High School and starred there. Ends up announcing that he's going pro out of high school. At the time, it wasn't unheard of, but it was pretty rare. And ends up getting drafted by the Charlotte Hornets
Charlotte,
at the time.
Yep.
Traded from Charlotte to Los Angeles for Vlade Divac. I think that worked out pretty well for LA. Ends up going to star in LA and being a Hall of Famer. And speaking of the Hall of Fame, and one thing that really did resonate with me as well, and I'll repeat this all day because I don't want to be fake with you guys out there. I mean, I want to be as transparent as possible. But while I didn't like him as a player, just because he was so frustrating to watch because he dominated your team. I say this all the time. Nobody cares about the crappy players. It's the good players that annoy you because they dominate your team. I was upset when the realization hit, and it hit because of people on Twitter mentioning it. I'm not going to take credit for this. Like, it all of a sudden popped into my head, but I was upset to with the realization that we won't get a Hall of Fame speech from Kobe Bryant. You know,
the posthumous induction, they're beautiful, and a lot of times, you know, Roy Halladay's wife gave one. I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but
Brandy.
So Brandy Halladay gave one. It was touching. It was honoring. It was respectful. And they're oftentimes very beautiful. But I think any of us, would have wanted to see Kobe stand up on the podium and accept his 100% induction into the Hall of Fame. Because he's going to be a unanimous vote.
Absolutely. And he should be. I mean, this was a special player, and this was a player that I will tell my son about. I have a 13-month-old at home, and that's probably one of the reasons why emotionally it does hit home for me, because I became a parent 13 months ago, and when you see your kid and you think about the life that they have in front of them and everything in store for him, and, you know, to have his daughter suddenly pass away too in this tragic accident, it does hit home for me. It does make me more more emotional. I used to be a robot with this kind of stuff, and when my son was born, all of a sudden I'm getting choked up watching.
There's a sappy side to Pat Egan.
There actually is.
Is there really?
Look, I'll tell you right now. I've never cried at a movie.
The Grinch's heart grew three sizes that day.
I've never cried at a movie, and all of a sudden when he got born, I was watching 42, the Jackie Robinson movie.
Yeah.
We named him after Jackie Robinson. And I was getting emotional watching that. All of a sudden, it was like, what's going on?
There's a connection. You have a personal connection that pulls on your heartstrings.
What's all of a sudden going on with me?
Right.
And so with this situation with his daughter, it definitely, you know, As I said, I woke up from a nap to come in, and my uncle had texted me the news, and immediately I hop on Twitter and see it, and I go downstairs, and there's, you know, my son smiling at me, and to think that there's a mother out there is never going to be able to see her daughter smile again. This girl who had, I can't say it enough, her whole life ahead of her, dreams and aspirations, and was, I mean, everyone involved was an innocent bystander in this whole situation. You know, it was an accident. It was tragic, and it definitely puts life into perspective for sure. 610, by the way, 610-632-0975. AV, we're going to get to you in a second, and then it's you guys out there if you just want to react to the Kobe news. But it puts this game into perspective, because, look, we're lucky, right? Like, we talk about sports for a living. We talk about a game as if it's life or death, but in the end of the day, we know deep down it's not. And a situation like this does put it into perspective that there is more to life than just sports. And I don't know about you, but it always annoys me when people say, oh, it's just a game.
No, it's not.
Usually they always tend to say that after like a horrible loss that you just watched. Why are you so upset? It's just a game. And in a way it is. I understand where they're coming from, but when it comes to Kobe Bryant, and he was more than a game. He was more than a basketball player.
He was the ultimate competitor.
He was. He was somebody where you point to him on the court, and if you had a kid, you say, hey, I know he's playing for the team, but watch him.
Be like him.
Yeah, watch how he plays. He is the ultimate, as you said, the ultimate competitor. I couldn't have said that better myself. The Mamba mentality, the killer instinct that he had. I think the closest thing we have to that is probably Steph Curry at this point, with a work ethic. I mean, you hear about Kobe's work ethic. It was second to none. Mm-hmm. And this is a guy who obviously goes out post-career, wins an Oscar. I mean, who would have ever thought that, right? He has a production company, and he's flying, or he's taking his helicopter to an AAU event for his daughter. And it's just a terrible situation. And you can't obviously forget about the nine other people in the helicopter that also passed away. Their names probably will get forgotten this, unfortunately, because of the fact that it is Kobe Bryant and it is his daughter. But there's a
lot.
Well,
then we have to not allow that is the thing.
Yeah,
we have to do our best to not allow that to happen.
If I find the names on Twitter, I'll make sure to mention them, because there's a lot of families out there that are going to be mourning tonight that are not going to be able to see loved ones. And I saw somebody mention this on Twitter, and it's so true that they had taken this helicopter tons of times.
Right.
It's like Roy Halladay had gotten into that airplane tons of times. And, you know, I remember Kobe doing a whole story on his helicopter and about how he would take his helicopter from his house to the Staples Center to avoid the horrible rush hour traffic of LA. And it was genius. So they had taken this helicopter numerous times. It wasn't like they were a first timer. And they wake up this morning, they get in the helicopter and having no idea what's going to happen. And it was a situation where when I left, you know, I made sure to tell everyone in my house that I loved them, because you never know. You never know when your time's up. And it's an unfortunate situation. It's terrible. And we got to remember the good times, obviously. And there'll be a lot of that for the station today and tomorrow. And especially with the morning show tomorrow morning with Bob and Jamie and Trey and Mark. But tonight, if you guys want to weigh in, 610-632-0975, what Kobe meant to you, and just, you know, maybe some good Kobe stories throughout this whole situation. Because while he was such a tough player to watch, because he would just crush your team, he was also one of the more fun players to watch. And one of the funnest players to watch I've ever seen play basketball.
By the way,
he was so talented.
We just talked about keeping the names of the others remembered just as much as Kobe. Connor Thomas, one of our other producers here, just sent me this. The Brewster Whitecaps, who play in the Cape Cod Baseball League, tweeted out, "We are heartbroken and shocked to learn that our former head coach, I'm going to butcher this name, I apologize, John Altobelli, along with his wife Carrie and daughter Alyssa, all three were on the helicopter as well."
Yeah, and I actually, I appreciate Connor for tweeting in or texting in that as he heads home. I did see that, and Jeff McNeil, a great player for the Mets, had mentioned him because of the fact that Jeff McNeil's career in college had kind of just hit a plateau, and they sent him to the Cape when he really shouldn't have been a Cape League player, and that coach right there transformed his career, and he says he's the whole reason I got drafted. And that's the thing is there's so many great stories of not just Kobe Bryant, not just his daughter, not just the coach that you just mentioned, John Altobelli, but probably everybody in that helicopter has a similar story of just great people. Because I do truly believe that, you know, you hop on Twitter nowadays, and Twitter's a cesspool, right? Twitter's a place where, and I actually brought this up earlier today, but you can't just agree to disagree on Twitter. There's always somebody there to argue with you and tell you you're an idiot.
Oh, I saw that today. Oh, yeah, you got in a shouting match.
Yeah, it's a cesspool. Because I tried to agree to disagree with the guy about Brett Brown today, and he just didn't want to do it. He wanted to get in a fight. But deep down, I truly believe that everybody does have just good in their heart and is a good person.
You would hope so.
And, you know, if something were to happen, there's going to be more good stories of that person than bad. And in this situation, probably everybody on that plane has a similar good story. And it's a shame that it had to happen today. I mean, it's just I'll repeat probably for the rest of the show. This sucks. It's not fun. We had a fun show planned, and unfortunately, the news comes out that Kobe Bryant passed away at the age of 40, along with his daughter Gigi. So 610-632-0975. Avi from the Lehigh Valley has been waiting patiently most of the show, so let's get him. Avi, you're on the Fanatic.
It's Bobby, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I apologize for that.
No worries, man. Sitting on hold, I had stuff to talk about. Sitting on hold, you guys, this is why you guys do what you do. You gave me like five more things to try to think about talking about. But I called in earlier, and I know I'm not supposed to take up the time all day, but I called in earlier with Joe. I saw it on all the nonsense sites and said, this is another rumor, this is another joke. Then TMZ put it out. To me, TMZ is like the television version of tabloids. So I'm just like, they're kind of credible, though. And then once ESPN and once you guys started reporting, I was like, oh, no, it's true. It happened. For me, I went to Westchester freshman in 2000, and I got to be good friends with a lot of guys from Upper Darby, Lower Marion, a lot northeast Philly, a lot of the areas down there. And one night, we went down to Upper Darby, and we were able to get into a bar. We were underage, but we were able to get into a bar.
That a guy?
That was the big, like, yeah, we knew the bouncer, yay. And we met this older gentleman. He was either like a trainer or an assistant coach or something at Lower Marion.
Mm-hmm.
And he was passionately telling us. He wasn't just, you know, talking junk. He was passionately telling us how Kobe used to be at that gym with the custodian at 5 a.m. He would go in there and do his own shooting workout, and then he'd go to classes, and he'd go work out at lunch, and then he'd go to practice, and then he'd stay after practice and do his own shooting workout. And you actually just said it earlier, like about like telling your son, I'm horrible at basketball. I don't have a lick of basketball in me. So if one day my son says to me, oh my God, I love basketball, I want to play basketball, I'm going to have to get some of my friends who play to help coach him. And I'm going to say to him, let me tell you, you want to be great at basketball? Here's what you do. You watch, you learn about Kobe Bryant. You watch Kobe Bryant. Yep. You learn his work ethic. You learn what he did. And I got to tell you, I know what you're saying about 2001 because they're,
it hurts.
You know, I'm there with you.
It hurts.
But I really always just like hated Shaq for running his mouth and Big Shot Bobby for hitting that big shot. Nobody was going to beat that Lakers team.
Yeah,
but the Sixers could have.
I couldn't stand any of them.
Kobe wasn't. He didn't really bother me during that whole thing.
I'll tell you what bothered me about it. All right, and once again, it's horrible and the news. So I don't want to make light of this. If you're just tuning in, someone's going to hear this and and be like, this guy sucks, he's a Kobe hater. But what hurt me was hearing the story of a fan talking smack to him and Kobe saying, all right, we're going to rip your heart out. By the way, in defense of Kobe, I would have said the same thing.
Real quick before I go, because I know I don't want to run out of time. What I'm going to do out of respect and what I'm going to do to honor him is I'm actually going to start paying a little more attention to women's college basketball.
It's a great idea.
WNBA, because what he had left to give, he was going to coach those daughters, their friends.
Yep.
He was going to give to women's basketball. And, you know, people make light of it, make jokes of the WNBA and this and that, but my sister played AAU basketball and all through high school and stuff. And I, you know, we used to come up from our football lifting and watch the girls' games, just kind of like light, you know, light of it. I'm going to start showing a lot more respect for women's basketball and hope that, you know, that's what he was going to do. I think he was going to start going and trying to get women's basketball up there, coaches' daughters, coaches' yeah. friends. So that's what I'm going to do. That's how I'm going to honor. I'm going to start giving more faith to women's basketball. I hope his daughters can fight through all this and get to it. And nothing but love to Vanessa, his daughters. It's a sad, sucky day. Like you said, it's sports. You know, yeah. I love sports. You guys talk about sports for a living, but you know, but remember we're all humans. We all have hearts. This isn't about sports. This is about we lost a great guy.
Yeah, and thanks for the phone call, man. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, and I'm glad that he said that because that was the exact tweet that I had just pulled up and was going to mention to you. Comes from Rebecca Lobo. And she said, no NBA player supported the WNBA or women's college basketball more than Kobe. He attended games, watched on TV, coached the next generation. We pray for his family. The guy was not in the WNBA pool to get his face on TV.
No,
the guy truly, genuinely believed in women's basketball.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, after what we saw, the rumors coming out for the WNBA that salaries are going to spike maybe as much as 500% in some places. Guys like Kobe and the fact that the women are more talented than ever.
Yeah.
It's a great thing for the WNBA.
Yeah, I mean, you need a Kobe Bryant to make that statement because his word held so much weight. And, you know, it is a shame that we're in the best country in the world in a lot of people's eyes and these girls have to go play overseas a lot of times to actually make money. And the WNBA is owned by the NBA and they couldn't. And you're right. I mean, we have a clip that we'll play coming up about Kobe talking about his daughter holding that legacy and becoming a WNBA player and, taking that mama mentality and taking it to the next generation. So, the guy did a lot for the sport of basketball in the 2001 series. I mean, it still hurts me because that was my first Philadelphia being in a championship because I was 4 years old when the Phillies were there in 93. So I don't remember it.
Sure.
All right. I could sit here and pretend to. I don't want to lie to people. I don't remember it. So the 2001 team, and then they win that first game and it's like you start believing, okay, and they were so banged and bruised. And then Kobe, who's from here, who says what he did to the fan about, I'm going to rip your heart out. And I've just always held that against him. But as I said earlier, to be fair, if I was Kobe, I would have said the same thing. I would have been like, dude, screw you. You want to talk crap to me? I'm going to dominate you. I'm going to dominate your team.
Your team's not winning another game.
And because of that, that's why I respect him. You know, I respected his attitude of he didn't care who you were, whether you were some slap you know what fan or one of the greatest players in the game. If you were MJ, he was coming at you. And I didn't like him because he wasn't on my team. I would have loved him if he was on the Sixers because, as I said, when my kid's growing up, he's going to be one of the players. If my kid plays basketball now, I'll tell you right now, I'm 5'3 and my wife's 5'1. So I don't think basketball is going to be in baby Jack's.
Little Jack better be able to shoot the lights out.
Exactly, right? He's going to be the next Muggsy Bogues. But if he does want to play basketball, Kobe Bryant's going to be one that I'm going to point to, and I'm going to go, look, you follow his work ethic, you follow AI's toughness.
I don't think it has to be contained to basketball. I think his work ethic can be played everywhere.
610-632-0975, we're way up against it. Miles wants to talk about Kobe Bryant. Miles, just do me a favor, just sit tight, man, because we do have to hit a break. And then to see you guys out there, if you are driving home, you're unaware, unfortunately, I don't want to be the one to bring you this news, but Kobe Bryant tragically died today at the age of 41. His daughter, 13-year-old daughter Gigi, was also in the plane with him, or I'm sorry, the helicopter, along with 8 other people. It's a sad day in sports, a horrible day, and we just continue to reflect on the life of Kobe Bryant.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, Patty and Tyler Zuli back on just a crappy Sunday night. Sucks. Kobe Bryant unfortunately passed away today at the age of 41, along with his daughter, his 13-year-old daughter Gigi, and 8 other people in a helicopter accident in Calabasas, California. If you're just tuning in, I hate to be the one to break that news to you. It's just a crappy day. It's just a really crappy situation. It was a truly shocking thing to find out and read about, and it's one that will stick with you. You know,
you're gonna know where you were
100%
when it happened.
100%. I remember where I was when Roy Holiday was actually, now that I think of it, it was the same situation. I woke up from a nap. I gotta stop taking
you
naps.
You gotta stop taking naps, man.
I mean, I need 15 hours in a day to really function. So I need my sleep.
That's
man.
True. You
I
do
need my sleep, or I get cranky. You know that all too well. Now you know why I'm so angry all the time.
You don't. So here's what I gotta say, lightheartedly, to have some kind of a fun conversation. You have a small child,
very small child, because I'm a small person.
You work nights.
I do.
How do you sleep?
All right. So let's just take this weekend for example. Friday night. What did I do Friday? Doesn't matter. Friday night I had a hockey game, so ended up getting home at about 3 in the morning. Couldn't sleep. Saturday I had to be here. I hosted from 3 to okay. 7, and then I was producing from 7 until midnight. I did the highlights for the Sixers game. Was here till midnight. Had to be back in Sunday morning from 6 a.m. until 12.
Yep.
Went home, slept for about 4 hours. Came back in today at 7, and I'm here from 8 to midnight, and then I have to be back in tomorrow morning.
And you don't drink coffee.
No, I have my 32 ounces of
chemicals.
Wawa chemicals. And I have to be back in tomorrow at 4, and I'll do Fanatic at 5 with Jamie, and then produce the morning show, and then I'll get home and sleep.
If anyone ever tells you you're not a foxhole guy, they're lying.
Yeah, we'll sleep eventually.
Not a football guy.
No, not a football guy.
A foxhole guy.
Many would say I'm not a sports guy. Let's go to Miles on the cell, though, who wants to talk about and reflect on Kobe. Miles, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thanks. First thing I want to say is just, you know, peace and blessings to all of the families involved in this. It really is a tragedy. And, you know, all the best to all of them. Hold your head up. God bless you all.
Absolutely.
Couple of things I want to say. One, when I think about Kobe, I hated him as a competitor because I'm a lifelong do-or-die Sixer fan.
I'm the same way, man.
So 2001 was a heartbreaker, but, you know, it is what it is. But you think about the legacy and the imprint that he left on sports as a whole and basketball in particular, never be forgotten. You know, and I think about, I was listening to a caller earlier who was talking about the women playing ball. My 10-year-old daughter is a basketball player, and she does the YMCA camps, and she does all of those things because she wants to be a competitor, and she works hard at it. And if this is something that she decides she wants to do with her life, then I know that at some point I'm going to look back at Kobe's legacy and say thank you, because you helped my daughter become something that she wanted to be. So I'll be grateful for that. And last thing real quick, my oldest son is 23. Now, when he was a little kid, he was all about AI because I was all about AI. But when he turned about, I guess about six or seven, when he really started to understand basketball and get into the game, he could care less about the Sixers. Man, he became a Lakers fan, and it was all about Kobe. And until the day Kobe retired, we'd be texting each other after a game, talking about who kicked whose butt, and Kobe's the best. So I'll always have love because my son loves him. Always respect for what he did to the game. So, you know, I just wanted to, once again, send out peace and condolences to everybody involved and take this moment to reflect, man. Life's too short. Appreciate what you got because it could be going just that fast.
Miles, I couldn't have said it better myself, man. Thanks so much for the phone call. I truly appreciate it. And you're right, man. It's a day where I think in the human element, you take life for granted.
Right? Of course.
I mean, there's days where you leave the house. You don't tell those that you love them. You're just in a rush or whatever it is. Because the reality is we do. We take life for granted, and you're maybe not supposed to, but you assume tomorrow's coming. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'm assuming I'm waking up tomorrow. I really am.
Of course.
Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe God's up there and he's going to make me pay for those words. I hope not, but you do. It's a human angle of it. And when a situation like this happens, whether it's Kobe or somebody close to you in your life, and all of a sudden they tragically pass away, it does put things into perspective. And we had a caller earlier say these kind of deaths are tougher because they do come out of the blue. It's not like a sickness. A sickness you can get mentally prepared for. And I remember when my grandfather passed away, and I was working here, and I went out to Arizona to see him for the last time and was able to say goodbye for him. I felt fortunate that I was able to do that.
Yes.
And I came back. I was talking to one of our bosses about it, and I told him, like, look, man, I appreciate the sympathy and everything like that, but at least I was able to say goodbye. This isn't kind of the blue.
The closure is, it's got to help a little bit.
Absolutely.
You know, and especially, too, you think about it this way. You mentioned the, if you have a sickness in the family or whatever. The other one, too, is if, you know, the person that you're close with that maybe, you know, near death is 98 years old, they lived a great life probably. 98 years is a long, long time. 41's a lot different. 41 has young kids.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm 11 years away from 41.
And not only 41 is too early, 13 is disgustingly
awful.
Too early.
Dude, 13 hurts. Like, 13 hits me because I vividly remember when I was 13.
Yeah.
Vividly.
It wasn't that long ago.
No, man, it was.
I mean, you and I are still young. It wasn't that long ago.
I was 1 year away from Kobe Bryant. I was 1 year removed, I'm sorry, from Kobe Bryant ripping my heart out like he said he was going to in 2001. I mean, you're 13 years old and you think you know everything at that point, right? You got your whole life in front of you and it's awful. And the fact that his poor wife, man, I mean, she just lost her husband and she just lost her daughter. And I honestly cannot fathom that. And I'm not going to say I'm praying. I don't pray. I'm not religious at all, but it definitely hits home. I mean,
sure.
Thinking about, God, what would happen if all of a sudden my wife got a phone call that I'm gone and all of a sudden, you know, he's not going to grow up with his dad and stuff. And that hits home, man. It's in this situation, we talk about sports for a living and I think we're very fortunate to do so, but there's more to a person than just what they do on a court. And I think that's why a couple of years ago when, I don't remember who said it, but just the whole shut up and dribble thing, it was ridiculous. It was preposterous because these aren't just athletes. These aren't just basketball players or football players. These are real people with ambitions, and they're going to play life after their sport. They're going to have life after football. They have families, and they have to provide for those people, and they're human. And in this situation, like Kobe Bryant, to a lot of us out there, was the ultimate competitor. He was a basketball player. He was maybe in a situation, in my case, like I couldn't stand him on the court because he was just so damn good. And in other cases, he was a father. He was a husband. He was a provider. He was
well, and that oftentimes is the issue that we overlook because for two reasons. We always say, this was something that it took me a long time to figure out. Sports are entertainment for us. That's why we are emotionally invested because we like good entertainment and we dislike bad entertainment. Now, the thing is, if you go see a movie, Pat, you're a movie guy. You see them quite frequently. If you see a movie and you don't like it, you go, I wasted 2 hours of my life. I'll never get back. Right? But you move on. And you don't have to watch that movie again.
There's many of them.
When you get a team that you invest your time in and they lose a game, especially, you know, in heartbreaking fashion, it's 3 hours of your life that hurt, and now we got to look at it and go, okay, well, this I followed this team for the X amount of years, and I have to stick with this team, even though they may not be good this year. This game hurt. They lost this player to injury. So we oftentimes simply look at sports as an emotional escape and their entertainment. When we do that, we oftentimes are unable to combine the fact that sports are an emotional escape and entertainment. This is true. And at the same time, these people that are providing us with the entertainment, because maybe because we pay for it, oftentimes, whether you're paying your cable bill, you're paying the ticket seats, we pay for this form of luxury entertainment. We expect to be entertained, and we don't want to see losses. Therefore, we disassociate players with the human side of things.
Absolutely.
We don't know what's going on in a guy's life.
No.
Did his girlfriend, he and his girlfriend have a fight? Is someone sick in their family? Having an issue with kids, so many real life things that you and I go through that we get emotional support from our friends and from our family, because we just think that you and I were everyday guys. These people are also everyday guys who happen to A, have a platform, and B, make a lot more money than us.
Yeah.
But that's not, the salary doesn't devoid them of human needs.
Yeah, I we'll continue this conversation. We got to hit a break about just the human angle of this whole thing. I mean, it's no way to sugarcoat it, folks. This sucks. Really does. Kobe Bryant, if you're unaware, has tragically passed away at the age of 41, along with his daughter Gigi and 8 others in a helicopter accident in California. It is less than 18 hours after he was passed by LeBron James, who ironically played for the Lakers and was doing it in Kobe's hometown of Philadelphia last night in a loss to the Sixers. It's a truly shocking day that you'll remember probably for the rest of your life, and we're reacting to it live right here. It's Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, we're back. Pat Egan, it is Tyler Zuli on 97.5 The Fanatic. We had a fun show planned. Unfortunately, that has gone by the wayside in the tragic news that Kobe Bryant, at the age of 41, along with his daughter Gigi, tragically passed away today in a helicopter accident, along with eight other people. You can't forget about the 8 others that also lost their lives. And all day on The Fanatic, since the news broke, we've been kind of reflecting on the life and the career of Kobe Bryant, and maybe what he meant to you out there as a fan, good or bad. But at the end of the day, nobody can deny that this guy was unbelievable talent and someone that you point to and you might want to model your game after. You might want to point to and show your son, your daughter, okay, model your work ethic after that. We have a cut coming up from Kobe about his work ethic, and I mentioned earlier that I compare it to Steph Curry, and I'll explain why when we play the cut. But he was the ultimate competitor, and it's nice to see guys not rest on their laurels, and Kobe never did that.
Not once.
And there was a quote about a week and a half ago from former Sixer J.J. Redick, who said he feels like a lot of times guys are more obsessed with Instagram pictures than improving their game, because they reach a plateau and they're like, all right, I'm good. I'll do the bare minimum. And Kobe was never that. And you see this trend in sports where the greats aren't greats by accident. They're greats because they put in the time, the work ethic, and they're never satisfied. And there's that famous shot of Kobe Bryant sitting there in the locker room looking miserable, holding the Larry O.B. And it's like, the reality is, he wasn't miserable, right? Like, he was probably happy.
Yes.
It was just the timing of the picture. But that picture says a lot, because it would be understandable that for whatever reason, a perfectionist like Kobe Bryant wouldn't have been satisfied with maybe how they won the championship, how he played. Maybe it went five games. He thought it should have been a sweep. He was the ultimate perfectionist. He was a guy who demanded excellence from not just himself, but his teammates as well.
And that to me, and I don't put this as a demeaning comment or slander on the guy. There sometimes was never an off switch, which is oftentimes good. I think many times is good. The one thing that, like you just mentioned, that there was never an off switch was at some point the championship, winning a championship in however many games it takes you to get there, you won the championship. You know, you can enjoy in that. I don't know if that's a perfectionist thing. I don't know if that is just his mindset or not. But to me, the ultimate goal is winning. I don't know how you feel about that, but winning trumps personal success.
Yeah, I mean, we've had this conversation before in the station when a bad guy, whoever it may be, ends up hitting free agency because he was released from a team, whether it be like Kareem Hunt, or Antonio Brown, and it's the question of should the Eagles, should the Sixers, should the Phillies, should the Flyers, should they pick this guy up? And I think a lot of us out there, you do have to draw a line of, do I want to cheer for the team that has brought this guy on? One of the best parts about the Eagles Super Bowl roster, in my opinion, is the fact that I liked everybody on that team. Usually there's at least one or two guys on a team that I don't like. I mean, I could point to them now of guys in the Sixers or the Phillies or the Flyers or the Eagles that I don't like. But that Super Bowl team, I liked everybody. I think they were great guys. I just liked their personalities. I liked how they meshed together. There wasn't any, I feel like, bad human beings on that team.
Yes, correct.
But my point with this is that when these conversations come about and when someone gets released because they did something horrible, and we bring up on the air, should the Sixers or whoever the team is, the Flyers, the Eagles, the Phillies, should they pick them up? You're going to get a lot of people that say no. They're going to draw the line. You're also going to get a lot of people that say yes. Because as you said, winning trumps everything.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you need to win. And Kobe Bryant won an awful lot.
When you bring that part up, the one thing to me that is the great divider with those kind of players, and especially anybody that has any kind of trouble, is there legal action being taken? If there's legal action being taken, then my answer is no. If the legal action has either passed, not been taken, or they get proven to not have done whatever happens, then my answer is yes. It's a very simple, clear-cut line for me. And that's all it comes down to, is that line of legal versus not. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
You know, because for me, that's really all that matters to me.
I understand that.
I would do anything to win a championship. We talked about it.
We don't have, look, and I'm 30, you're, I think, 26.
Yeah.
It's not like we've seen a ton.
We don't have an abundance of them.
With that said, I'm very fortunate to have seen one, let alone two.
Correct.
You know, I think back on it, and there's plenty of kids my age around the country that have not seen their favorite teams win championships. So I'm fortunate. That doesn't mean I don't want to be that little snot-nosed kid in Boston who has a sign that says, you know, I'm 16 years old and I've seen
73 rings.
Exactly. I'd love to be that kid,
but
right?
Of course you would.
Now, granted, because I'm not that kid, when you do end up winning, I think it means more because the championships get diluted a little bit. But the one thing about Kobe was, for a stretch there, you knew that the Lakers were going to be in the championship.
Yep.
For, what, 4 years? And it was a stretch where that Lakers team was so good and he was the guy. Now, granted, yeah, he had Shaq and he had Powell. He had a couple other guys in there. You know, Andrew Bynum was really good for them for a while.
But on the same token,
but you can't take that away from who he was
he
as a player.
He carried bad teams.
Exactly.
He was LeBron before LeBron.
Yeah, he was the guy that LeBron looked up to.
Of course. You know, he took teams. What was it, the 2009 Lakers? Were they the ones that won the title? Or is it 2009
sounds about right.
I'm gonna double check.
If just only to, there was a yes, website we could Google.
The 2009-2010 Lakers. You mentioned Bynum was good for that stretch.
Pau Gasol. Yeah, this is before Bynum decided not to play basketball.
But I mean, the rest of this team: Shannon Brown, Jordan Farmer, 13-year vet Derek Fisher, Adam Morrison, Lamar Odom, Josh Powell, Luke Walton.
God, that's gross.
Meta World Peace. And two guys that I don't know how to pronounce their names.
I totally forgot Adam Morrison ended up finishing with a ring.
So you're right. I mean, you look at that team. That. He carried that team.
And it goes back to the laughable argument that Kobe wasn't anything without Shaq. It's ridiculous. And
27 points per game that year. Pau Gasol had 18. The third highest scorer was Meta World Peace with 11.
Yeah, I mean, look, whatever you think about Kobe as a player, as a person, I mean, his talent on the basketball court, he was one of the all-time greats. And I consider myself very fortunate to have grown up and see him. And unfortunately, he ended up passing away today along with his daughter and eight others in a tragic, truly tragic helicopter accident. We will continue to mourn the loss of Kobe Bryant, reflect on his life and career. If you have any good Kobe Bryant stories, just whatever you're really feeling right now, 610-632-0975. Mitch in Phoenix, do me a favor, man. We got 25 minutes commercial free coming up next. I do want to get to you. He's been waiting patiently. So, as I said, we got 25 minutes commercial free coming up next. If you want to talk about the life and times of Kobe Bryant and just kind of reflect with us on this tragic day, 610-632-0975. It's Patty again. It's Tyler Zuli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.